David. In the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Ya'arba oso shechalias b'Shabbos. That means the 14th day of Nisan, Erev Pesach, comes out on Shabbos. So the locher is, you have to make a bir chomet before Pesach. Is mevaren es hakoyim l'fnei ha-Shabbos. You make the bir chomet, you take all your chomets and burn it, destroy it, before Shabbos. Because even though usually you do it on Erev Pesach, you dalid, but here at Shabbos you're not allowed to burn on Shabbos. Therefore we get rid of the chomets on your jimum Erev Shabbos. Deeper Rebbe Meir, this is what Rebbe Meir holds. And that's what we do l'maisa, when the Erev Pesach comes out on Erev Pesach is Shabbos. That's what we do. We destroy our chomets on Friday, Erev Shabbos. Like Rabbi Meir. The chomim say though, bizmano. No, you still do it on Shabbos. Erev Pesach mamish, which is Shabbos, also you destroy your chomets. How do you destroy your chomets? You're not allowed to burn it. But just like Zer L'Ruach, just throw it away. Or else bizmano Zer, say flush it down, flush it away. You could destroy it on Shabbos also. So Rashi says, Mavarin es hakul, loshen hakul, everything means bein chulin, bein truma. Whether it's chulin or truma, still you should burn it on Erev Shabbos. Chutz michtei achilos l'Shabbos. Except the food that you can eat on Shabbos, Pashtetzich. You're still allowed to eat chametz on Shabbos, it's only Erev Pesach. You're supposed to have a sudur at night and sudur in the daytime. You're supposed to leave over enough food, enough chametz to eat for the two meals. Avokol ma'a shosid levai yivar. But anything more than that, that eventually you're going to have to burn and destroy, you should destroy it already before Shabbos. That's Reb Meir Shita. And the Chum say no, that does not do everything on Shabbos. It says before Shabbos you don't have to destroy it, but rather wait till Erev Pesach, and you'll destroy it in the night in the Heter, either throw it to the Ruach, or else you'll flush it away. Reb Elazar ben Bar Tzadik Oimer, it depends. Truma Melechnei Shabbos. If you have truma, that you get rid of before Shabbos. V'chulin bizmanan. Mashenke in chulin, not to be over batashkas, you don't have to destroy it Erev Shabbos, but rather you could wait until Shabbos comes, which is Erev Pesach, and on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, if you have any chomets left over, you'll get rid of it then. So Rashi explains, what's the hezbah? So Rashi says, truma melefnei ha-Shabbos. Sheinu yocholi ha-chilo eloi le-zarim, v'loi le-behemas zarim. You're not allowed to feed truma to a zara, to regular Yisrael, or else even to the behemoth that belongs to Yisrael. Therefore, only a few people can eat it, only a kohen. So Monashach, as much as the kohen knows he could eat, he'll save. But after he knows he can't eat, he can't afford to give it to anybody else. Yisrael can't eat it. Therefore, he's supposed to destroy it before Shabbos. Ulashay seyefshe, he can't hold on to it, because he can't eat it. Avo chulin mashenkin regular chomets. That's chulin ain't tzorach levayu. You don't have to get rid of it before Shabbos. Ela bismanoi. Wait till Shabbos. Wait till this talking about Erev Pesach at Shabbos. Wait till Shabbos. Sheyochol imsol enoichlam harbrin. Because regular chulin, if you don't eat it, you're too full. Give it to your friend. Like why be over about tashkas and destroy the chomets? It's only Friday now. This Friday is Yud Gimel. Wait till Shabbos, which is Yud Dalet Erev Pesach. And if you see you can't eat so much, give it to your friend. But I call upon him, chulin is eatable. Other people can eat it. So therefore, I'll give it to somebody else. You don't have to destroy it before Shabbos. Mashen came truma, which is limited only to a kohen. Therefore, as much as you see yourself eat, gezuntet leave over. But more than that, the law is supposed to destroy it before Shabbos. So the Maratanya, Reb Leza, Reb Tzadik Oimer. Pa machas, shovas, abo beyavnim. One time my father stayed over by Shabbos in Yavne, and this was a Shabbos that was Erev Pesach. V'chal arba also liyas b'Shabbos. That the 14th day, Erev Pesach, came out on Shabbos. Ubo zoinin mamuna sherav Gamliel. And this person, Zunin, he was the head, the chief, for taking care of Rabbi Gamliel's things. The Omar, and he said, Yishino higia eis levai resachomitz. It comes the time now, vice to this was Shabbos. As they held halacha, they're supposed to wait until Shabbos. If Shabbos comes out on Erev Pesach, wait till Shabbos. And on Shabbos you destroy it. So he said now on Shabbos, now is coming the time that you're supposed to destroy the chametz. V'holachti and I went, Acha Rabbi, after my father, U'biyarnu es ha-chametz. We got rid of the chametz on Shabbos itself. Rashi says, Shabbos, Nishtoy Yishom Shabbos Achaz. I stayed there one Shabbos. So Vaisa says he's holding, like the Chom Shito, the Chom say bizmanoi. You're supposed to destroy it at the right time, on Shabbos. And Rabbi Lazar of Tzadik also in the Mishnah says like that. He just says, Truma, you should destroy before Shabbos. Because you can't eat it. Only to a kohen. Mashenke and chulun, that anybody could eat. The Elzer Rebbe Son is also a halacha. And this is a maisa that he did, like he held. That regular chulin, you could hold on to it until Shabbos. And when it comes as man on Erev Pesach, even though it's Shabbos, now you destroy your chametz. How? You'll zer l'ruach, you'll be mafker it, you'll flush it away. But about it to burn it, it's awesome. But halacha, we hold like a chomim in the Mishnah. We hold like Rimei in the Mishnah, that we get rid of our chametz on Erev Shabbos. When Shabbos comes out to be Erev Pesach, we destroy our chametz on Erev Shabbos. So the Mishnah. Ha-hoylech lishrat es pischoi. If somebody's going on Erev Pesach, he's traveling to go make a korban, to bring the korban Pesach. Lishrat es pischoi. He left his house, they says, in the morning, Erev Pesach, to go to the Beis HaMikdash to bring the korban Pesach. Or else, v'lo moles benoi. Somebody was going on Erev Pesach, he was traveling to make a bris milah, make a milah on his son. Or else, v'lechol sudas erosin. He was going to do mitzvahs. He was going to eat a suda by a chasna. Hey, somebody got married and was going to eat a mitzvah suda, a suda's mitzvah to eat by the erosin. The beis chomet, by his father-in-law's house. So all these things are mitzvahs. V'nizka sheyesh toy chomet v'teich beisai. And he reminded himself that he has some chomet left over in his house. So what should he do now? If there was Pesach, there's a mitzvah to go be mevayer the chomets. Should he go home and get rid of the chomets? But if he does that, he won't be able to do these mitzvahs. So the Mishnah says like this: Im yochol lachso levayer v'lachso lemitzvoso yachser v'yevayer. If you could go home and destroy your chomets and then go back, there's enough time of the day to do these mitzvahs. Havada, that's all this. I do both mitzvahs, even though you're going now to bring your korban Pesach. But stop that. Go back home. Be mevayer, destroy your chametz, and then you go to the Beis Hamikdash to bring a korban Pesach. Who adin for milah? If you have time that day, milah is kosher kol hayom. You'll be able to make it before shkia. You should go home and be mevayer the chametz first, and then do the milah. But zot mishnah v'yim lav. Let's say there's not enough time. Imam is holding it late in the afternoon already, and if you go home to be mevayer the chametz, you won't be able to bring your korban anymore, or you won't be able to make the milah, or you won't be able to attend the sudas of the chasna. Is mevatlei b'libay, then it's enough to be yetzer the din d'iraisa. That means d'iraisa, as long as you mevatel the chametz, you make it, the chametz doesn't belong to you, the way Tosfos always learns. Or according to Rashi Shita, bitul chametz, that's a kiyum of mitzvah tashbisu. You mekayim mitzvah tashbisu by making a bitul. So that's the yetzer, make a bitul. Even though metchilu you're supposed to make a beer, the Rabbanim want you to destroy the chametz, but here where it's a question, you won't be able to do the mitzvah, or else you're asik in a mitzvah, the Rabbanim said it's enough just to make a bittul. Like Rashi says, Yevato b'liboy, for lo yachsi, you don't have to go home. V'yafilu yeshois. Well, even though if you would go home, you would be able to mevayer the chametz. Why is it Rashi? Midiraisa sagile b'bittul b'yamam. Because midiraisa, bittul alone is enough. Just that you make up in your mind you don't want to have the chametz in your rishus anymore, that's enough midiraisa. Even though midirabon is supposed to make a bdikom, or midirabon is supposed to make a beer, but I call upon him here with the question of you won't be able to do the mitzvahs, the rabbon will mavater on their halachom, and it's enough just to make a bittul. So the Mishnah Baita, the same halach applies. Lahatzo min anochrim. Let's say somebody left his house on Erev Pesach to save another yid from a goy. So Drashi, I shouldn't say, yeah. Right, lahatzo min anochim, you want to save another Yisrael from goyim. Or else min anor, another Yisrael is drowning in the river, and you want to go save him. Or else min alistim, or else robbers are coming to start up with a yid, and you want to go save your friend. Or else min adleka, there's a fire, and you're going to save your friend from the fire. Or min amapolus, or stam, the house caved in, and you want to save your friend that's trapped there. Is alocha right away, yivatabli boy. For these things, you don't go home because there's a skonas tefoshes here. So if you're going to save somebody, you go and save the person. It's Erev Pesach now, and you have chametz in your house. You'll be over the Yisra by your Yimotzei. The Teretz says no, you'll be Mevata B'liboy. Make a bittul chametz, kodim zmani, surai, and bittul helps. Rashi Shita is, bittul is a kim of the mitzvahs, tashbisu. And according to Tosfos, bittul just makes it like hefker, it doesn't belong to you, so you're not over by your Yimotzei. What about the lishbois shvisas harishus? Let's say somebody is going just to make an erev tchumim. He wants to be able tomorrow on Shabbos to be able to walk chutz tchum, but not to go l'dvar mitzvah, but some go l'dvar rishus. He wants to go visit somebody, some for rishus. Then the locher is yachsa miyad. since you're not being oisik in the mitzvah right now, you still want to make an eruvin tchumim. You want to put your pas or wait outside the city there until it becomes shkia time, until sases chavim, to look today that tomorrow you should be able to walk with varim shus. That's not a mitzvah, so you have no right. Rather go home right now and make a beer chametz. So drashi lishpas rishus rishus show yehoy lech lahach shechalatchum liknoi shvisa shom. You're going galatchum and you wanted to buy a koini yeshvisa there. Kedei shehei loy mishom lahal napayim lelech lemoch shom lidvar rishus. Kedei that tomorrow you are koini shvisa at the end of the apayim amma and you could walk another apayim amma. For what purpose? Stam for rishus is yachsa miyad. Then you have to go right away home and make a beer chametz better. Avolikna shrisas mitzvah. Let's say no. You want to be able tomorrow on Shabbos to walk chutz l'tchum l'dvar mitzvah. For going shielach mocha chutz l'tchum lebeis avul. You want to be menachem avul or lebeis hamishtu. You're going to a chasna. A haynu kohelach lishchad es pischoi. That has the same halach like now you're going to do a mitzvah. That it depends. If you could go home and still do the mitzvah, do it. But if you go home, you won't be able to do the mitzvah. We say you have a right to go to the mitzvah. What about beer chametz? The rabbanim will mavata you here to say it's enough just to make a bittul chametz. So the mishnah v'chein, the same halachas apply. Mi sheyotzem Yerushalayim. Somebody left Yerushalayim. V'niskar, and he remembered, he reminded himself, sheyesh biyodoi bosa kodesh. He has some meat, some kochim, like he brought a shlomim. The halacha is the meat of a shlomim. Now Yisrael could eat it. But you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. Here he took the meat with him out of Yerushalayim. So the halacha is, this kochim, this piece of meat now is posel. And the halacha for an apostle or a piece of meat is you have to burn it. Now, matchilu, we had the Gemara before, you're supposed to burn it in Yerushalayim. When you take it out of Yerushalayim, it gets a psul, yoytse. And now the halacha is, you have to burn it in Yerushalayim. So somebody took the piece of meat outside Yerushalayim. That now it's toin tzreifa. It's like this. If he passed already this place called Soifim, then the Rabbanan did not matriach you, bother you, to go walk all the way back to Yerushalayim. This is like too far out of Yerushalayim. You just burn it where you are. The Yimlav, if you didn't go so far, then we say, you have to walk back to Yerushalayim and burn this meat in Yerushalayim, lefnei habir, in front of the Beis HaMikdash, meyatze hamarochon, and you take the wood from the Mizbeach itself. The Rashi says, "Sheyesh biyodoi bosa kodesh, imoy baderach." He has it with him in the road. V'nifsal biyotze. This meat now became posel because he took it out of Yerushalayim. Shemechitzas kochim kalim chaymus Yerushalayim. Where's the place you're allowed to eat kochim kalim, which is shlomim, only in Yerushalayim? Here you went outside Yerushalayim. The meat became posel. Is imovat soifim shein kran, name of the town. Sheyochol liros beis hamikdash mishum. That's the last point that from standing there, you can still see the Beis HaMikdash. Then the locker is, so if you went so far, if you went past that, then we say, the Rabbanan didn't bother you to go back to Yerushalayim, it's too far away. But when you're allowed to eat it, that's where you're supposed to burn it. So here you're supposed to eat it in Yerushalayim, you're supposed to burn it in Yerushalayim. So, if you didn't go so far, the Rabbanan said, go back and burn it inside. But if you went so far, the Rabbanan will mock you to burn it outside.
Yeah.
So, Morris says now, V'yad kamo hein choizrin, how much, like a bosa kochim, do you have to have that we say you have to go back to Yerushalayim and burn it there? The Moshe we're talking about now, we didn't pass at Soifim. You didn't go so far out of Yerushalayim. So then the din is you're supposed to bring this piece of meat back to Yerushalayim and burn it there. Now how much meat do you have to have with you to say the Rabbanan said you have to bring it back? Who adin for our first halacha? If you want it, you weren't mavayu your chametz. You have chametz in your house. How much chametz do you have to have that the Rabbanan should say you have to go back to Yerushalayim now and be mavayu the chametz? Is Rameyu Waimer Zev Zev Kebeta. But both halachas, you have to have a size of a beitza. Drashi zeh b'zeh chometz diamor l'yel v'niska shesh chometz a beitzai or bosa kodesh imay. If you have the size of a kebeitza, then you have to go back. So drashi abu b'pochis gabi chometz yivat ablibui. If you have less than a kebeitza worth of chometz in your house, then even if you could go home and still do the mitzvah, the rabbanim didn't bother you. They said it's enough just to make a bittul. V'gabi bosa kodesh sofivim koymai. Who would then if you have the piece of meat now from a korban shlomim that you took with you out of Yerushalayim, if it's left in the kibetza, the rabbanon didn't bother you to bring it back to Yerushalayim, but rather burn it where you are. Rabbi Yehuda Weimann knows zev zev kezayis. Both halachas depends if you have a kezayis, the size of an aleph worth of bread or chametz in your house, or an aleph worth of bosa shlomim you have with you. Vechachamim maimrim bosa kodesh bekezayis. And that's a more chomedic halacha. Once you have the kezayis, an olive size of the meat, you have to bring it back to your shrine and burn it there. The chomets bekebeitza. But that's what we say in the Mishnah, if you have chomets in your house, that if you're going to do a mitzvah, but if you could go home and still do the mitzvah, you're supposed to go home first and burn your chomets. How much? The size of a beitza. An egg size. Trash ear. So that's the machlekes in the Mishnah, how much you have to have in order to be mevayer. So Tais explains what's the, according to Chachamim, why is there a difference in the shear? Tais says, I'm a rivah. The first Yerushalmi, Mishum Debosa Kodesh, Leslai Takona Bebitum. If you have this meat, this shlomim, you brought out of Yerushalayim, there's no way to say, oh, you don't have to burn it. There's no din bitul, but you have to burn it. Therefore, Achmiru Bekezayis, therefore they say, once you have the size of an aleph worth of the meat, you have to bring it back to Yerushalayim and burn it there. Avochamit Tislai Takanta Bebitum. But by chometz midiraisa, there is a way out. Just be mevatlet wherever you are. Is therefore leyachmiru ad kibetza. The rabbanon's din that said no, don't be samech on stam bitum, but rather go back and burn it. That's only if you have the size of a kibetza. That's a chosh of a shir. But less than the size of an egg, the rabbanon will not matriach you to go back home. Zoti gemara uriminu. I have a kasha now. Ha'olech lechol sudas erison. The base chomet. If somebody on Erev Pesach is traveling to go have a sudas erison, poshta means a sudi after the chasna, you're going to your shver's house, your father-in-law's house, which our Mishnah says that's called the dvar mitzvah. Here it says no. Here it says if somebody's going to have the sudah for the chasna, or else belishvay shvisas rishus, somebody is traveling on Erev Pesach to walk to make an Erev Tchumim, in order on Shabbos or Yom Tov tomorrow to walk to the dvar rishus. No, you're not going to dvar mitzvah. You're not doing mitzvahs. You're not going for your own purpose. It is alocha yachzim yad. If you remind yourself now with Erev Pesach in the morning that you have some chametz in your house, you have to right away turn home and go back fast to burn that chametz. So the Sefer our Mishnah says if you're going to a chasna, that's called the dvar mitzvah, and you don't have to go right back home. And the other price says, yes, you have to go right back home. It's called the reshus. Now the Gemara Amar Rabbi Yechon and Lakashi, there's no kasha, or Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yosi. It's a machlekes. The Tanya we learned like this. Sudas Erison. That you have a Suda after you had Erison is Rishus. Divin Rav Yehuda. Say after Rav Yehuda. Kenzain is not really a real chasna because you didn't make Nisuyin. You only made Erison. You made Kedushin. That's all. So Rav Yehuda is the Suda they make after the Kedushin. That's only called the Sudas Rishus. Rav Yosi Yoimeh Mitzvah. No, even that's called a Mitzvah. Since Erison Kedushin is called a Mitzvah, if you make a Suda right after the Kedushin, that's also called a Mitzvah. So that's the Teretz. One goes according to Rav Yosi, one goes according to Rav Yehuda. Then the Gemara says a better teretz. Aber beihash to the Yomer Rav Chizda. Machlokes besudah shniyah. This whole machlokes, if it's called the suda after kedushin, if it's called the mitzvah or not, it's only the second suda they have. Aber besudah rishonah, the first suda they make right after the kedushin, I tell you divrei hakel mitzvah. Everybody holds that's called the mitzvah. So if you have such a pshat like this, then it's posher the steerus. Is afilu tein mahavar Rav Yehuda. Both prices go according to Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda says a sheet that is called a mitzvah. Of a balei kashim. Ho abisuda rishayna. The first suda, that's called the sudas mitzvah. Ho abisuda shniya. That we say is called the sudas rishus. That goes according to Rabbi Yehuda sheet. That he holds it is called the sudas rishus. Which suda is called the rishus? Hey, the second suda after the kedushin, that's only called the rishus. Rashi says sudas shniya. Kachu derech hachasanim. This was the derech when the after that kedushin leyachas sudas erusin choizu meshagas avloinis leyarusosse v'soyichum. After they made the first suda for the kedushin, then he would go and send the presents. And when he sent his kala a present, they would make another suda. So that second suda is only rishus. So for that, the brayta says if you remember on erev Pesach you didn't make a bir chometz, you have to turn around right home and be mevay your chometz first. So the Gemara Tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Ani lo shamati el sudas erison. I only heard sudas erison. So drashi shetei mitzvah. I only heard that the suda you make right after the kedushin, that's called the sudas mitzvah. Avoloi sabloinis. That that they make a suda when they send presents one to the other, that's not called the suda's mitzvah. So Rashi, Sablonis, the runners, Kalim Noin. They send nice presents to the Kala, that's not called the suda's mitzvah. Omula Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi said no. Ani Shamati, Sudas, Erisin, Visablonis. They're both called suda's mitzvah. It's also part of the mitzvah, Timahana, to make your Kala feel happy. That was also called part of the mitzvah. Tanya Reb Shimon Noiner. Called suda, Sheina, Shal mitzvah. Any suda that's not called the suda shal mitzvah is ein talmud chochem rishur lehenes mimenu. But talmud chochem, it's not nice, he shouldn't go to that suda. Sama suda's rishus, it's not meant for talmud chochem. He has to act special and only go to suda's mitzvah. So the Gemara, kagoyin mai, what's called the suda shein shal mitzvah? Om Rabbi Yechanan kagoyin bas koyin li Yisrael. If a Yisrael marries a bas koyin, that's not called the suda's mitzvah. Because a bas koyin that's a choshev a yichus ligazach a koyin, a koyin should only marry a koyin also. Hu adin a bas talmud chochem li amoritz. If the daughter of a talmud chochem gets married to an amoritz, that's also not called the suda's mitzvah. Because you should have married a talmud chochem. So drashi bas koyin tzrichin li nosu lekanim. Metchina she should have got married to a koyin also. V'loy lifkam mishpachosa, not to make a pagam in the mishpachon, li nosu li saw to get married to stam in Yisrael. Yediyom Rabbi Yechanan, bas koyin li Yisrael. If a bas koyin gets married to Yisrael, and we'll soon see, we're talking about a Yisrael that's not a talmud chacham, that's also an amoritz. He's saying is ein zivugin oyle yofer. They're not going to have a good zivug here. This zivug is not going to be good. Ein zivugin oyle yofer is ein zivugin oyle yofer. It's not going to be a good shidduch. The Rashi be mazel tov. They're not going to have a mazel tov here. Mahi, what's going to be wrong with this? If a bas koyin gets married to Yisrael. Omer Rav Chizda, oy almona, either she'll die, oy almona, her husband will die, oy grusha, or else she'll get a get, oy zera emla, or else she won't have any children. That's what's going to happen if a koyin, a bas koyin, the mother's a koyin, marries a Yisrael. But Mathisa Ton and the Brisa we learned, koivra, either she'll be buried first, oy kavra, so she'll bury him, oy meviyosu dayanis, or else thought, could they be very poor. And that's why it's called, ain't oily yafa, won't be a good shidduch. Furthermore, ain't it's not like this. For Yomer Rabbi Yechanan, who writes that she is asked, somebody wants to become rich, is Yadik Bizarro Shal Aaron. Let him marry a Kayin. They will marry a Kayin, just like by the Keteris brought down the special Kabonis. Keteris used to make them rich, so marry a Bas Kayin will make you rich. And Kol Shekain, Sheteru Kuna Masrosan, that you have two things. You're a Talmud Chokhim, you have Torah, and you'll marry a Kuna, a Kayin, Bas Kayin, shall make you rich, shall be a good Shidduch. So you see, it's good for a Bas Koyin to get married, or it's good for the Yisrael to marry a Bas Koyin. And the Gemara Lakasha, Ho, but Talmud Chochem, or B'Amoritz. If the Yisrael is a Talmud Chochem, then it's a good thing to get married to a Bas Koyin. But if the husband is an Amoritz, then he shouldn't get married to a Bas Yisrael. Rabbi Yeshua Nosef Kanto. Rabbi Yeshua married a Koyin, a Kahanis. She was the daughter of a Koyin. Cholosh, and he got sick. Omar, so he said to himself, Lenicha leli Aaron the adbik bizarri. Why says Aaron doesn't want me to be dovik in his children? That's why he got sick. The hevelei chasna that I became a son-in-law. The hevelei chasna cano. He should have a son-in-law like me. Yeah. Ravidi Baravin Nosaf Kanta. Ravidi Baravin, he married a Kanis, a Bas Koyin. Nofku Mine Tre Bine Smichi. He had two very good sons. Rav Sheshes Braid Ravidi, that's one. Rav Yeshua Braid Ravidi. So Omar Rav Popra Popra, so Vice says it was a good thing. He was a Talmud Chochem, and he married a Bas Koyin, so it was a good thing then. Omar Rav Popra. Eloi Nesiv No Kanta, if not for the fact that I married a Bas Koyin, Loi Yasra, I want to become rich. Rav Papa was very rich, so he says he was zeich to become rich because he married a Bas Koyin. Omer Rav Kana, Eloi Nesiv Na Kant, if not for the fact that I married a Bas Koyin, Loi Galoi. If something bad happened to him, I wouldn't have to go into Golis. Rashi Loi Galoi, Rav Kana Gola Mi Bobul Eretz Yisrael. Because Yom HaBa Goyiz Lo Meichel. He had to have Golis, he had to travel, go out of Bobul into Eretz Yisrael. What? He went out of his place. Vice says he was settled there in Bobul and he had to go out of there. So he says, because he married a Bas Koyin. Ormulei, I, Yukasha, I will mock him Torah go. What's the gefeluch? You went from Babu to Eretz Yisrael, so mock him Torah, something good.
And the Gemara like Guloy Kadagolyinchi. It wasn't normal. So Rashi, Shatamidim Yoitsimidaitim. Other Tamidim went out because they wanted to. Vani Yatsosi Yakorchi, Machmas Mrodim Vyemis Malchus. He had to run away from the kingdom, from the Malchus. That wasn't normal. So for that he says because he married a Baskoin. Omer Rav Yitzchok, Kol Hanenem Yisudas Rishus. If somebody pushes me to Talmud Chochem here that has a norm from a regular Sudas Rishus, that's not a Dvar Mitzvah, is Lasev Goyler. That will make him, will have to go into Golos, will have to have exile. Shenem, the Pasuk says, V'oichlim Korim, Mitzoyin V'agolim, Mitoich Marbik. Uksiv Lochein Ato Yiglo B'Resh Goylim. And since they used to eat a lot of Sudas, eat a lot of meat, and the fatty meat, so then they had to go into Golos. You see, by some having a lot of Sudas, that will make you go into Golos. By the Torah Rabbonin, Kol Talmud Chochem Hamar B'Sudas B'Chomokim. If a Talmud Chochem Stam goes around and has a lot of Sudas, he eats at this inn, at that hotel, he eats here, all over, it's not nice. The Balti of Talmud Chochem, you're showing the Kesser of Torah, you shouldn't Stam go around and show you're so Isaac like an Olam Hazir. Is Soif Machriv as Beisai. At the end, he'll come out, he'll be Machriv, he'll destroy his house. O Ma'alim as Ishtoi, his wife will become an Amona, he'll die. O Meyasim as Goizlam, his children will become Yisaimim. V'Talmudim Ishtakach Imenu, and you lose your Torah. Hey, this is if you're marabit, says if it happened once or twice, doesn't say. Marabit means you can say to go and eat out, eat a lot of different places. It shows like you can say to running after Elam Azir. That's not so nice for Talmud Chochem. Umachloikes, rabbis, boys, alov. Hey, once you forget your learning, you're going to have a lot of machloikes coming about you. O dvorim, enim nishmoyim. People are not going to listen to you anymore. About you forgot your learning, you're not going to say good things, they're not going to listen to you anymore. O machalo shem shemayim. Follow Hashem Shemayim, and you'd be Mechal Hashem's name. It's about you were once a Talmud Chochem, and now you're doing these not nice things. You're making a Chil Hashem. V'Shem Rabbi Yehuah, then you'd be Mechal your Rebbe's name. They're going to say, yeah, this is a Talmud of yours. It's not nice. V'Shem Ovid, they're going to talk bad about your father. V'Goyrim Shem Ra Loi, you cause that yourself will have a bad name. Ola Bonav, Ola Vnei Bonav, for your children and your grandchildren. The Lord called them very bad names, and look at that father, that he was once a Talmud Chochem, and he did such not nice things. And so call others, kisei did they call you bad names. Mahi, what are they going to call you? Omer Abaye, Korale, Bar, Machim Tanura. They're going to tell you, he is the son that heats up the ovens. In other words, he goes around eating any place, and every place, wherever he finds an oven, he eats it up and he eats there. It's not nice. Rav Roma, Bar, Meraket, Bekuvian. He's a son that the father dances at the nightclubs. Merakid Bekuvya, he dances. Trash Merakid Bekuvya, Kedera Chalitzonim, like the joke is. She Mesachkim Merakdim Bechanuyas, Lahashkois Beschorin. The Lashkoison Beschorin. That they hire themselves to dance in the stores to make the people get tricked there. Rarapop Ramar Bar Malchich Pinchi. Trashi Chorus. He's the son of someone that licks the dishes. In other words, the guy that goes around eating by all the sudas he can find, any sud he gets, so it's called some licks the dishes. Rashmai Yirama Bar Machrova. Rashi Makapa Lavushe Verovitz V'Yoshin. He'll have to fold over his clothing and go to sleep. He'll fall asleep any place. Kach Derech HaMishtakmin. As you become Shikr, wherever you finish your suda, you end off your suda with a good drink, and you go to sleep there. That's what they call you, a guy that sleeps at the sudas. Yeah. So kids, it's not nice for Talmud Chochem to go around just stomp teeth all over the place and go to Sudis. That's not nice. Tana Rabbon, V'yerlam Yimkarodim Kol Mashi Yeshloi V'yisa Bas Talmud Chochem. A person yourself, when you want to find the Shidduch, you just sell all the anything you have in order to marry a Bas Talmud Chochem. Shemeis, because if you're going to die, or girl, you have to go into exile, Muftach Lo Shibonov Talmud Chochem. Because you have a wife, or you have your Shreya, your father-in-law, that's a Talmud Chochem, he'll be able to take care of your children. V'al Yisa Bas Amoritz, and you shouldn't marry the daughter of an Amoritz. Shemeis, because if you're going to die, a girl, you have to go into exile, is born of Amoritz. Who's going to take care of your children? Your wife or your father-in-law, that he's also an Amoritz. So that's no good. We'll soon see later on what's called an Amoritz for these halachas. Tana Rabbonin, L'yel Am Yimkarodim Kol Mashi Yeshloi, a person should sell everything.